Morning.
Morning.
Let's turn in our Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
让我们打开我们的圣经，翻到提摩太前书第一章。
We'll be looking at verses 12 through 20.
我们会看第十二到二十节。
The title of this message is the true message of the church.
我今天正道的题目是教会真正的信息。
The true message of the church.
教会真正的信息。
In the book of 1 Timothy, Paul is writing to a young pastor named Timothy and calls him to address the issues that had arisen in the church of Ephesus.
在提摩太前书，保罗写信给这位年轻的提摩太，让他处理在当时的以弗所教会所发生的事。
And so Paul loves Timothy and considers him to be his own son in the faith.
保罗爱提摩太，他认为他是保罗在属灵上的真儿子。
And so Paul writes this letter to Timothy around 63 to 66 AD.
所以，保罗大约在公元后63到66年写了这封信给他。
The city of Ephesus was located on the western coast of Asia Minor, which is modern-day Turkey.
以弗所在小亚细亚的西海岸，就是今天土耳其的地方。
It was known for its idol worship and sexual immorality.
他在当时的城邦当中是以拜偶像和行淫的事情著名的。
And so many of the believers in Ephesus had this as their background.
所以很多在以弗所的信徒其实也是从这样的背景当中长大的。
And they were surrounded by a culture that was wicked and depraved.
他们被一个邪恶的堕落的文化所包围着。
But what's interesting about this letter is that Paul isn't so much concerned with correcting the sinful activity outside the church.He's more concerned with addressing the problems that are inside the church.
但这封书信有意思的地方是，保罗似乎不是那么在意要去急着处理教会外的这些问题，他反而是把目光放在教会内的问题当中。
And so it's not that Paul isn't concerned with the outside world; he just knows that the best way to reach the outside world is for the church to be healthy and holy.
并不是保罗不在意在教会外面发生的事情，而是他知道要。在对教会外面的事情做出影响，首先教会本身要是一个圣洁的、符合神心意的教会。
And so he spends much of his time addressing the problems in the church at Ephesus.
所以他花了很多的笔墨来，书写关于以弗所教会内部的问题。
We see Paul's purpose for writing this book stated in chapter 3, verses 14 and 15.
我们看到保罗写这封书信的目的，他写在这本书的第三章第十四到十五节。
He says, I hope to come to you soon, but I am writing these things to you so that if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth.
他说，我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
And so Paul is giving great attention in this letter to how people behave in the church.
所以保罗把这封书信的重点放在，弟兄姊妹在教会当中应该怎么样做上面。
And so this might seem like a minor issue to us, but this was something that concerned the Apostle Paul greatly.
也许这件事情在我们看来没有那么重要，但是在当时的保罗眼中，它是非常的重要。
And as we'll see in this text, it was for good reason.
然后我们会在今天的经文当中会看到保罗这样子写是有他非常好的非常充分的理由的。
We can sense the urgency in Paul's tone in how he begins in chapter 1, verse 3.
我们可以看到保罗的写法当中有一种急迫性，就像我们在第一章三节当中可以看到的。
Usually in Paul's letters to the churches, he'll begin with some form of thanksgiving for the church.
很多书信他都以一些感谢的话来开头。
But in this letter, we find that kind of introduction absent.
但是这封书信几乎很少这样的篇幅。
He gets right to the point in verse 3.
他立刻就在第三节的时候进入正题。
He says, as I urged you when I was going into Macedonia, remain at Ephesus that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine.
他写到，我往马其顿去的时候，曾劝你人住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。
And so Paul urges Timothy to stay in Ephesus, even though the church had serious issues.
所以 保罗在这里要求提摩太留在以弗所教会，虽然教会当中有非常多的问题。
You know what happens many times when there are serious issues in the church?
你知道当教会发生问题的时候，大家经常的处理方法是什么吗？
People leave.
大家会离开。
Many people leave when issues come up in the church, but Paul calls Timothy to stay.
很多人在教会发生问题的时候会选择离开，但是在这里保罗要求提摩太留下。
And so don't misunderstand me, there are times to leave a church, but just make sure that when you leave, you're leaving because God is calling you, not because you're frustrated.
不要误会我的话，我们是有应该离开教会的时间，但是你要知道当你离开教会的时候，是当你觉得神呼召你到另外一个地方去的时候，而不是你在这个教会感到沮丧失望的时候。
There's a time to go and there's a time to stay, and Paul is telling Timothy here, this is the time to stay.
离开有时，留下也有时。而在这里，保罗告诉提摩太，这是他该留下的时候。
There were people inside the church who were teaching false doctrine, and so Paul calls Timothy to charge them to get back to teaching the word of God.
在那个教会当中，有人传这个虚假、错误的教导，而保罗在这里要求提摩太去规劝那些人，让他们回到神的话语当中。
When a church begins to stray from teaching the word of God.It begins to be in a dangerous place.
当一个教会从神的话语当中转离的时候，他就把自己放在一个危险的境地当中。
It's in danger of having its witness for God weakened.
他就会失去他在他对神的见证。
How can God approve of a church that doesn't preach His word?
神怎么可能会喜悦一个不传扬他话语的教会呢？
He can't and he won't.
他不能，他也不会。
I pray that we would be a church that loves the word of God and preaches the word of God faithfully.
我祷告我们是一个喜爱神的话语，也是一个忠心传扬神的话语的教会。
That we would be a church that embraces the hard truths of Scripture as well as the comforting truths of Scripture.
我们会是一个既愿意去直面圣经当中那些挑战我们的话语的。教会也是那种也是愿意去拥抱圣经当中能够抚慰人心话语的教会。
And so Paul is telling Timothy that he must engage in this issue in the church.
所以保罗在这里告诉提摩太说，他必须投身到这个教会的事务当中。
He can't afford to be passive while the church is being led astray by false teaching.
他不能在当这个教会被错误的教导所影响的时候还保持被动。
And so he must actively refute false teaching and call people back to the Word of God.
他必须主动的去挑战这些错误的教导，把人带回到神的话语当中。
In chapter 1, verse 11, Paul says that he had been entrusted with the gospel of the glory of the blessed God.
在第一章的第十一节说，保罗说，可称颂之神将荣耀的福音交托了他。
And so Paul moves from warning Timothy about the false teaching in the church to telling him to preach the true gospel of God.
所以保罗在这里除了提醒提摩太要去驳斥那些错误的教导之外，他还提醒提摩太说他要去传扬那些正确的东西。
And so as a church, we have a responsibility to stand up against false teaching, but also to preach the gospel in the church.
所以我们作为一个教会也是，我们不但要对那些错误的教导表示反对，我们也要积极地去传扬我们所信的福音。
This is an important point that I don't want us to miss.
我不希望大家忽略这一点。
As the people of God, we should not merely be known by what we're against, but we should be known by what we're for.
作为神的子民，我们不仅应该让别人知道我们反对什么，我们也要让大家知道我们信仰的是什么。
We are against people being enslaved to the sin that will destroy them.
我们不认为人应该人应该留在这个罪的捆绑当中。
We are against people being taken captive by Satan to do his will.
我们不认为人应该被撒旦绑架去行不合神心意的事。
We are against clinging to our own righteousness instead of the righteousness of Christ.
我们不认为人应该陷在自己的自义里面，用自己所认为的来取代神。
We are for lives being changed by the gospel of Jesus.
我认为人的生命应该被耶稣基督改变。
We are for people walking in the joy that is in Christ Jesus.
我们认为我们应该行在 耶稣基督所带给我们的喜乐当中。
We are for living lives that seek to honor and glorify God.
我们认为人应该活出一个荣耀的荣耀神的生命。
We are for loving the Lord with everything that we are and for loving each other. We're for loving our enemies and praying for them.
我们认为我们应该用我们所有的一切去爱神，我们应该爱人如己，我们应该爱我们的仇敌，为他们祷告。
We are for chains being broken and eyes being open and that people would taste and see that the Lord is good.
我们认为锁链应该被斩断，我们认为眼睛应该被打开，人应该亲眼看到亲口尝到主恩的滋味。
I pray that God would help us to walk in the fullness of what he has for us as a church.
我祷告神会帮助我们行在他给我们丰盛的生命和指引当中。
And so in this section, Paul is going to contrast false teaching with the true teaching of the gospel.
所以在今天的经文当中，保罗会拿这个错误的教导和正确的教导来做对比。
In verses 12 through 14, we see that Paul speaks of the gospel of grace.
我们看到在第十二到十四节，保罗说到了这个恩典的福音。
Look with me at verse 12. Paul says, I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service.
在十二节他说，我感谢那给我力量的我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。
And so the first thing we see is that a true experience of the grace of God produces in us a thankful heart.
所以我们看到的第一件事情就是真正经历福音的人能够从当中有一颗真正感恩的心。
And so when Paul thought about the grace of God, it caused him to thank God for all the love, mercy, and strength he had received.
所以当保罗去思想他从神所领受的恩典的时候，他就从心里为着神给他所有的爱、怜悯和力量来感谢神。
And so Paul was thankful to be called into the ministry.
他也为着他所蒙的呼召而感谢神。
And so for us, do we realize what an amazing privilege it is to serve our God?
所以对我们来说，我们有没有意识到这是一个何等奇妙的恩典和特权，使我们有权利在这里来一起侍奉我们的主？
Do we realize what an amazing privilege it is to serve the people of God?
我们是否意识到这是一个多么奇妙的特权，让我们有机会来服侍我们的弟兄姊妹？
When we think of God's grace in our lives, do we take time to thank God for the ministry he's entrusted to us?
当我们回想主耶稣在我们生命当中的恩典，我们是否花时间来感谢他，因为他把事工放在我们手中？
What does it mean that Christ judged Paul faithful, appointing him to the ministry?
所以在这里什么叫做神以保罗有忠心派保罗服侍他呢？
One scholar says Paul was considered faithful not because he had been faithful but because the Lord considered him worthy of trust and therefore as one who would be faithful.
有一个学者说保罗被神认为有忠心不是因为他曾经表现出忠心的行为，而是因为神愿意信任他，相信他在未来的事工上面会是一个有忠心的仆人。
And so Paul understood that God didn't owe him anything.
保罗明白神不欠他任何东西。
The ministry that he had received flowed from the hand of a gracious God.
他所蒙召所要做的事工是完全从神那里充满恩典而来。
He understood how amazing it was that God would call him to be entrusted with the gospel.
他明白，神能够呼召他，把福音的事工交托他，是一个何等奇妙的恩典。
But what if you find yourself struggling to be thankful?
但是，如果你觉得，有一个感恩的心很困难的话，怎么办呢？
What if things aren't working out for you right now?
如果你觉得生活当中有很多的困难，好像诸事不顺，怎么办呢？
How can we cultivate a thankful heart even when times are tough?
我们怎么样在困难的时候保持一颗感恩的心呢？
Notice in verse 13 that Paul was able to be thankful because he had experienced a forgiven past.
如果我们看到第十三节的话，你会看到 保罗能够有一颗感恩的心，是因为他经历了神对他过去完全的赦免和包容。
Paul says, "Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent person, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief."
他说："我从前是亵渎神的、逼迫人的、辱骂人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信、不明白的时候而做的。"
And so, if you're having a hard time of making sense of the present, you must look to the past.
所以，如果当下发生的一切让你不解的话，你必须转眼看到你。过去所经历的。
Remember who you were. Remember how God saved you.
想起你曾经是一个怎样的人，而神怎样救了你。
Remember that He's dealt with your greatest problem.
意识到他已经帮你解决了你曾经最大的问题。
You were separated from God. You were under God's wrath, and God brought it upon Himself to take care of your problem.
你曾经是。与神分离的，你曾经是在神的愤怒当中的，但是神自己为你摆上，使你可以解决这个问题。
Jesus did for you what you could not do for yourself.
耶稣基督为你做了你所不能做的事。
He rescued you from the judgment that you deserved.
他把你从你当得的审判当中拯救出来。
He washed you and cleansed you and adopted you into His family.
他把你洗净，把你把你带进神的家中。
He brought you into right standing with God.
他把你带到与神和好的关系当中。
And so, if He could deal with your greatest problem, don't you think that God can deal with your smaller problems?
如果连这样极大的困难他都可以帮助你的话，你不认为说他可以在其他方面也一样帮助你吗？
And so, this gospel is not just for unbelievers, but it's for believers as well.
我们所信的福音不仅是为那些还未信主的人的，也是为着我们自己。
We've got to continually come back to the message of the gospel so that we can remind ourselves of God's heart for us.
我们需要不断不断地回到福音当中来提醒我们自己，神向着我们的所怀的意念是一个怎样的意念。
The gospel is not just what saves you, but it's what will sustain you in your relationship with God.
福音不仅是救你的信息，更是保守你在你每一天与神的关系当中的信息。
The gospel is what's going to help you trust God when times are tough.
福音是那个在最困难的时候也能帮助你去相信神的信息。
And so Paul wants Timothy to be sustained by the gospel, to be strengthened by the gospel.
所以在这里，保罗也希望提摩太能够被福音的信息所保守、所激励、所坚固。
This is why he would tell Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 verse 1, You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
这就是为什么他在提摩太后书二章第一节当中说到，我儿啊，你要在耶稣基督的恩典上刚强起来。
In other words, Timothy, the very thing that saved you is the very thing that will sustain you and help you persevere when times are tough.
或者说提摩太啊，那个救你的那一位也是那一位保守你到底在最困难的时候也坚固你的那一位。
And at this moment in Ephesus, things were very tough for Timothy.
而在那个时候在以弗所教会确实对于提摩太来说是一个困难的时间。
And so in verse 13, Paul recalls his former life apart from Christ.
所以在第十三节当中，保罗回想起他在信主之前的人生。
He says, "Formerly, I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent person."
他说，我从前是亵渎神的、逼迫人的、辱骂人的。
Listen to how Luke describes Paul in Acts chapter 9, verse 1 and 2.
我们可以看到在《使徒行传》第二十六章第第九章第一到二节，路加怎么样来形容保罗。
He says, But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem.
路加写到，扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话，去见大祭司，求文书给大马士革的各会堂，若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。
And so this is a man who was bent on destroying the people of God.
所以这是一个，这是一个一心要摧毁神的子民的人。
He was zealous for the traditions of his fathers, and anyone who got in the way of that was seen as a threat.
他为他祖宗的遗传而大发热心，所有所有影响他这样做的人都被他视为威胁。
And so later on in Acts, in chapter 26, verse 9 through 11, Paul describes his path to Agrippa.
所以在使徒行传26章第9到第11节，当保罗向亚基帕王说起他的过去的时候。
He says, I myself was convinced that I ought to do many things in opposing the name of Jesus of Nazareth, and I did so in Jerusalem. I not only locked up many of the saints in prison after receiving authority from the chief priests, but that when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them, and I punished them often in all the synagogues and tried to make them blaspheme, and in raging fury against them, I persecuted them even to foreign cities.
他说以前我自己以为应当多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名，我在耶路撒冷也曾这样行了。既从祭司长得了权柄，我就把许多圣徒囚在监里，他们被杀，我也出名定案。在各会堂，我屡次用刑强逼他们说亵渎的话，又分外恼恨他们，甚至追逼他们，直到外邦的诚意。
And so here is a man who was a blasphemer.One who denied that Jesus was the Messiah, and he also tried to force other people to do that as well.
所以这是一个曾经亵渎神的人，一个不仅自己否认耶稣基督是弥赛亚，并且也要强逼其他人一起来亵渎他的名的人。
He was a violent man, a man who made it his mission to destroy the church.
他是一个逼迫人的人，他认为自己的使命就是要摧毁基督的教会。
And he's on his way to persecute Christians in Acts chapter 9, 3 through 6, and Jesus shows up and stops him in his tracks.
所以当他在去迫害基督徒的路上，在使徒行传的第九章三到六节的时候，耶稣亲自向他显现，让他停下了他的脚步。
And Jesus asks him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
耶稣问他，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Paul responds, Who are you, Lord?
保罗问回答说主啊你是谁
And Jesus tells him I am Jesus whom you are persecuting
主说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣
And so as Paul reflects on his past in 1 Timothy 1 verse 13 he's overwhelmed with the mercy that he has received from Christ
所以当保罗在十三节回想到他过去的作为的时候他被耶稣基督向着他的怜悯所淹没
He says, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief.
他说，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信不明白的时候而做的。
Paul isn't saying that he was innocent, but he is saying that he was ignorant.
保罗在这里并不是说他是无辜的，但是他是说他是无知的。
And there's a difference.
这两者是有区别的。
It's one thing to sin knowingly against God, it's another thing to sin out of a place of ignorance.
明知道这样做会是违反神的而去做和在不知道的时候这样做是不同的。
We see this reflected in how Jesus prayed for his enemies when he was on the cross.
我们也在耶稣基督在十字架上为他仇敌祷告的时候看到这两者的区别。
Remember what he prayed?
还记得他祷告了什么吗?
Father, forgive them.For they know not what they do.
主啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
They're not innocent, but they are ignorant.
他们不是无辜的，但他们是无知的。
And so in Paul's ignorance, he actually thought he was serving God by persecuting the church, but he was deceived.
所以在保罗的不明白当中，他以为迫害教会是在服侍神，因为他受了蒙蔽。
And so God chooses to show him mercy not because he deserves it, but because it pleased God to do so.
所以神选择以怜悯待他，不是因为保罗配得这个怜悯，而是因为神愿意这样做。
In verse 14, Paul says that God's grace overflowed toward him.
在第十四节当中，保罗说，他所经历的主的恩是格外丰盛。
If your life is like a cup,God doesn't just empty the cup of sin and shame by showing you mercy, but he also fills your cup to overflow with his blessings and grace.
如果你的生活好像一个，你的生命好像一个杯子一样的话，神不仅用他的怜悯倒空了你杯中所盛的罪恶和羞辱，他重新用他的祝福和恩典把你的杯子灌满，以至于都满溢出来。
And so in mercy, God forgives you. In grace, He lavishes you with love, favor, and faith.
所以在怜悯当中，神赦免了你一切的过犯，而在恩典当中，他用他的爱、怜悯和信实来浇灌你。
And so when a person comes to Christ, every single spiritual blessing is now theirs because of their position in Christ.
所以当一个人转向基督的时候，每一个属灵的祝福都是他们的，因为他们在基督里面。
And so his position is now your position.
而基督所承受的就是他们所承受的。
And so the call for us is to walk in this truth of who he's made us to be.
而所以我们所蒙的呼召就是去行在他所为我们做成的这个新造的真实的生命当中。
And so if we've been saved by grace, if we say that we've experienced grace, we must ask ourselves, where in my life am I failing to extend grace to others?
所以如果我们是被神的恩典所救的，如果我们说我们曾经经历过主的恩典，那我们就必须要问我们自己，在我生命当中的哪些方面我还没有把这样的恩典分给别人。
Think of your spouse, your kids, those who have wronged you, your coworkers.
想想你的配偶、你的孩子、那些得罪你的人、你的同事。
We can only extend grace to others when we realize how much grace we receive from Christ.
只有当我们意识到我们从主耶稣那里所领受的恩典是有多么的大的时候，我们才可以愿意有这样的恩典去给别人。
The next thing we see in verses 15 through 17 is that grace helps you to see accurately.
接下来我们在第十五节到十七节当中，我们会看到恩典帮助你看得更清楚。
First of all, in regards to the mission of Christ.
首先是他能够帮助你把神的使命和事工看得更清楚。
Why did Jesus come? Paul tells us in verse 15.
为什么耶稣要来？保罗在十五节当中告诉了我们。
He came into the world to save sinners.
他说，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。
And why do people need to be saved?
为什么人需要被拯救呢？
Because we're all born in sin, we all have a sinful condition that needs to be dealt with.
因为我们生来就是罪人，我们都在罪中，我们需要处理这个罪。
Every single one of us is guilty before God, and so no one will be able to have a right relationship with God unless God intervenes.
我们每一个人在神面前都是有罪的，所以除非神亲手干预这件事情，不然的话我们没有办法与他有一个好的关系。
Our attitudes, thoughts, actions, self-righteousness all offend a holy God.
我们的态度、我们的想法、我们的行为、我们的自意，都在冒犯这位圣洁的主。
And so Paul knew that he was the chief of sinners.
保罗知道他在罪人中是个罪魁。
He refers to himself as the least of the apostles in 1 Corinthians 15, the least of all the saints in Ephesians 3, and here he embraces the term chief of sinners.
他在哥林多前书十五章当中称自己是使徒中最小的，在以弗所书第三章当中称自己比众圣徒中最小的还小，而在这里他称自己是一个罪魁。
And so the more Paul walked with God, the more accurately he saw himself.
保罗越是与主同行，他就越是能把自己看得清楚。
And so what we've got to see is that the gospel isn't just for sinners in general, but it's for me personally.
所以我们必须看见福音不仅是对众信徒所说的，也是对我们个人所说的。
Until I see the weight of my own sin, how can I fully appreciate the grace of God in my life?
如果我不看到我自己本身的罪性有多沉重，我怎么能够去明白，神所为我做的救赎有多么的伟大？
And so we must allow grace to help us see our own condition accurately so that we can see the gospel of Christ in all its glory.
所以我们必须让神的恩典来帮助我们看清我们所我们自己的光景，我们才可以看清基督的福音完整的荣耀。
And so in verse 16, we see that because Paul was the chief of sinners and had received mercy, that there's hope for all.
而且我们在所以我们在16节可以看到，虽然保罗是一个罪魁，他仍蒙了恩典，所以每一个人都是可以有希望的。
Notice with me in verse 16.
就像16节中所说的。
He says, but I receive mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life.
他说，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
And so if God could save a man like Paul, he could save anybody.
如果神连保罗这样的人他都可以救的话，他还有谁不能救呢？
Who are the people in your life who you've written off?
在你的生命当中，有谁是已经被你放弃的？
Know this, that they are not outside of God's saving power.
你要知道，他们不在神恩典的大能之外。
Your family member who doesn't know Christ, who could care less about Christ, is not outside of God's saving power.
你的家人那些不信主，然后也不在意的人，他们不在神的救赎大能之外。
Your coworker who seems content with his position in life is not outside of God's saving power.
你的同事看起来他什么都有了，没什么可担心的人，他们也不在神的救赎大能之外。
Your friend who you've been witnessing to for years, they are not outside of God's saving power.
你的朋友，你可能已经向他做见证，想要他信主很多年了，他们也不在神的救赎大能之外。
We need to entrust these people into the hands of the one that said all things are possible.
我们要把那些人都放在这一位说在他凡事皆能的主手中。
For those throughout the world who are persecuting our brothers and sisters, we need to know that God is able and mighty to save them.
即使是在全世界各地那些迫害我们弟兄姊妹的人，我们也要知道我们的神能够救赎他们。
I pray that the Holy Spirit of God would fall on us and give us hope and faith to believe these truths.
我向神祷告，圣灵会到我们中间，给我们这样的信心和希望，让我们看见他的真理。
In verse 17, Paul bursts forth and declares that God deserves all the praise.
在十七节，保罗颂扬主，配得一切的荣耀。
He says, "To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen."
他说，但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏不能看见永世的君王，独一的神，直到永永远远。Amen.
He begins this section with thanksgiving and he ends with praise.
他用感恩来开始这一段，用赞美来结束。
God can do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ask or think.
神所能做的，远超我们所求所想的。
And so this causes Paul to thank God for all that he is and all that he's done.
而这样的认识，促使保罗，来为着神一切所事的和所做的赞美主。
The last section we want to look at is in verses 18 through 20.
我们最后要来看的是18-20节。
We're going to see that grace teaches you to fight well.
我们会来一起看，恩典会帮助你打那美好的仗。
Paul says, "This charge I entrust to you, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you may wage the good warfare."
保罗说，我儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托你，叫你因此可以打那美好的仗。
And so Paul is entrusting Timothy with the message of the gospel.
所以保罗把福音的信息，交托给提摩太。
Paul understands that life isn't just a playground, but it's a battlefield.
保罗明白世界 人生不只是一个游乐场，更是一个战场。
There is a spiritual battle that's raging all around us, but oftentimes we're unaware of it.
在我们周围有一场属灵的战争，就在我们周围发生，但是很多时候我们并不意识到。
And so Paul calls Timothy to remember the prophecies that were made over him.
所以保罗提醒提摩太说，要记起从前指着他所说的预言。
Later in 1 Timothy 4:14, Paul reminds Timothy of the prophetic message he received through the elders as they laid their hands on him.
在之后的提摩太前书四章十四节当中，保罗也这样提醒提摩太，他当长老按手在他身上的时候，他所受到的预言。
He says, "Do not neglect the gift that you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you."
他说，你不要轻忽所得的恩赐，就是从前借着预言在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。
And so Timothy had received prophetic words from the elders and possibly from others as well.
所以提摩太是从众长老还很可能有其他人那里收到预言。
And so God's grace comes to us in various forms. And in here, in this situation, it came to Timothy through a prophetic word.
神的恩典会以非常多不同的形式来到我们的生命当中，而在这里对提摩太来说，这就是那些向着他所说的预言。
Timothy had received words that would encourage him in his ministry and that he would remember for a lifetime.
他从神那里领受这些能够在他一生当中提醒他鼓励在他的事工当中鼓励他的话语。
And he needed to remember these words because things were tough in Ephesus.
而当时以弗所的教会在一个很困难的过程当中，他需要记起这些话。
Allow the encouraging and prophetic words that people have given you to give you strength in the battle.
允许那些别人对你说的鼓励的话、预言的话，在你身在属灵征战其中的时候鼓励你。
If you forget this truth that life is a battle, you will be unprepared and blindsided when the enemy strikes.
如果你忘记了这个事实，就是我们的人生是一场征战的话，那当敌人攻击你的时候，你就是毫无准备，而且眼瞎心盲的。
And so, how are we called to fight in this battle?
所以，所以我们被呼召要怎么样来打这场美好的仗呢？
He says in verse 19, holding faith and a good conscience.
保罗在十九节说，长存信心和无愧的良心。
Hold tight to the word of God. Don't neglect the witness of your conscience.
紧紧抓住神的话语，不要忽略你良心的提醒。
The conscience is the inner judge that accuses you when you do wrong and approves when you do right.
我们的良心就是好像在我们心中的那个审判官，会在我们做错的时候指责我们，会在我们做对的时候鼓励我们的那个声音。
Most of us in this room don't plan on rejecting the faith.
我相信大多数在座的，我们不打算要抛弃我们的信仰。
But we will be tempted to go against our conscience.
但是我们会受到引诱，违背我们的良心。
Just one more look, just one more drink, just one more compromise.
再看一眼，再喝一口，再妥协一下。
If we don't aim to keep the faith and a good conscience, we'll find ourselves being casualties in the battle, like these two guys, Hymenaeus and Alexander, were in verse 19.
如果我们不长存信心和无愧的良心的话，我们就会成为这个战场上的牺牲品，就好像这里所说的徐米乃和亚历山大一样。
These were two people who ended up shipwrecking their faith.
这是两个最终放弃了他们信仰的人。
How?
他们是怎么到了这个地步呢？
The Greek makes it clear that it was because they rejected the importance of having a good conscience.
在希腊文当中是非常清楚，就是因为他们拒绝承认保持一个无愧的良心的重要性。
They shipwrecked the faith.
他们也就因此放弃了他们的信仰。
They wandered away from the gospel.
他们转离了福音。
It all began by neglecting a good conscience.
这一切都从忽略无愧的良心开始。
And so we must ask ourselves.
所以我们必须问我们自己。
In what ways am I allowing compromise into my life?
我在什么方面经常妥协？
We need to stop justifying our sin and call it for what it is.
我们必须要停止去合理化我们的罪行，而认识到那个依然是罪。
We're called to confess it to God and to repent of it.
我们蒙召是要向神认罪，然后悔改。
There's too much at stake for us to be carelessly going through life.
我们付不起不加思索的度过一生的代价。
There's an enemy that wants to take you out.
有一个敌人想要把你打倒。
What are you doing to protect yourself personally from his attacks?
你为了保护自己不受他的攻击，你做了什么？
What are you doing to protect your family and the family of God, the church?
你为了保护你的家庭，还有我们这个神的家庭，就是教会，不被他的攻击打倒，做了什么？
Keep the faith.
保持你的信心。
Fight the good fight.
打那美好的仗。
Aim to keep a clean conscience.
保持无愧的良心。
Confess your sin and get right with God.
向神认罪，修与他和好。
Remember the gospel.
纪念福音。
Think of how he saved you.
回想他是怎样救了你。
I pray that the love of Christ will compel us to live lives that are pleasing to Christ.
我祷告希望神的爱能够吸引我们去过一个蒙他喜悦的生活。
Notice with me at the end of verse 20.
和我一起来看在第二十节的末尾。
Paul says that he handed these guys over to Satan.
保罗说他已经把他们交给撒旦。
And so what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
The handing over to Satan seems to refer to excommunication.
看起来在这里交给撒旦的意思就是基本上说明他们被逐出教会。
These guys needed to be kicked out of the church.
他们必须从教会当中离开。
It reminds us of similar language that Paul used in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 5, when he gives a church instructions on how to discipline a man who is living in sin in the church of Corinth.
这个就也让我们可能会联想到在哥林多前书五章五节，当保罗教导教会说怎么样处理在教会当中这个依然活在罪中的一个人的说法。
He says, hand this man over to Satan so that the sinful nature may be destroyed and his spirit saved on the day of the Lord.
他说要把这样的人交给撒旦，败坏他的肉体，使他的灵魂在主耶稣的日子可以得救。
And so the goal of excommunication is always so that a person might be restored back into the family of God.
所以把一个弟兄或姊妹逐出教会的目的永远是为着他有一天可以被恢复。
I believe Paul was hopeful that these two men would repent and would be restored.
我相信保罗是希望这两个人他们会认罪，然后悔改，然后被恢复的。
But for now, they needed to be separated from the special care and covering that God provides for those in his church.
但是在当下他们需要被从神所提供给他教会特别的帮助和照顾当中分离出去。
And so in closing, the call for Timothy and for us is to hold tightly to the gospel.
而在结尾我想跟大家分享提摩太所蒙的呼召，也是我们所蒙的呼召，就是要抓住福音。
That we would be known not just by what we're against, but by what we're for.
让世人不知道，不仅知道我们所反对的，也知道我们所遵从的。
That we would continually be in awe of the grace we received in Christ.
让我们一直浸泡在我们所蒙受的恩典所带给我们的感动当中。
And that we would allow God's grace to help us to see accurately.
让我们允许神的恩典来帮助我们，把我们自己看得更清楚。
And that as we see our true condition before God, we would look to the one who paid it all for us on the cross.
而当我们看清我们在神眼中真实的光景的时候，我们会转眼看向那一位在十字架上面为我们负担了一切的主。
That we would see the one who cried out, "It is finished."
我们会看见那一位说成了的主。
I pray that we would find rest in Him and in His finished work on our behalf.
我祷告我们会在他和他与我们一同所完成的功当中得着安息。
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们为着你的话语感谢你。
We pray that you would help it to go down deep in our hearts.
我们祷告你会帮助我们让这些话语真的深深进入我们的心中。
We pray that we would love you more.
我们祷告我们能够更加爱你。
That we would remember the gospel and all that you saved us from.
我们会纪念福音，纪念你所你在我们身上做成的救赎。
Thank you for your grace in our lives.
我们为着我们在在我们生命当中你的恩典感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉我主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.